This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the William E. Simon Chair, Sidney Weintraub, to discuss his latest publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled U.S.-Mexico Relations, Comments on the Eve of President Obama's Inauguration. Dr. Weintraub, why do you think that Michael Chertoff's strategy of using a surge of military personnel and equipment at the U.S.-Mexico border is an ineffective way to address the problem of narco violence in Mexico?
The main reason is it's trying to protect the United States from violence taking place in Mexico. The violence in Mexico comes about because competing drug cartels are fighting for the large and profitable U.S. market. And this competition is what brings on the violence. And what Secretary Chertoff proposed does nothing to deal with that. Beyond that, it won't work. The Mexican-U.S. border is too porous. There's too many ways to get in. The violence will come across to the United States even if we arm the border with extra troops. The better way to do it is to go after the violence itself in Mexico and try to do that by removing a lot of the money that the cartels earn from sales in the United States.
How can this be accomplished?
Well, what we want to accomplish is to cut back on the violence in Mexico to the extent we can, and therefore not allowing it to infect the United States. One way, the only effective way to cut down on the violence in Mexico, since it originates in the search, in the fight among different cartel groups to earn money in the United States, is try to remove the money that the cartels are now receiving. That could be done if the U.S. government changed the pattern and instead of allowing the cartels to control the sales, if the U.S. itself controlled the sales, it could do so through setting up stores and then charge whatever price it wanted by putting an excise tax on what it sold. In other words, the technique necessary if we're going to change the situation to the benefit of both countries is to have the money going to somebody else, like the U.S. government, and not going to the ruthless drug cartels.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair.